Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It is currently 10 minutes past 10 o'clock and time to have our What Do You Think program. Our guest today, Carolyn Collins, she is vice chairperson of the Huron County Relay for Life. We also have the logistics chair, Kim Lemke. We're going to be talking about the event coming up again this coming weekend. It comes around so fast every year, and once again, the Huron County Relay for Life through the American Cancer Society will start Saturday.
Excellent. And 10 a.m. sharp.
And thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Give us a little brief history. How long have we been doing Relay for Life in the area? Is this We've been doing it for many, many years.
I would say about the mid-90s. I'm not sure of the exact year that it was started. I know the very first one was held in Harbor Beach, and then the next year it was moved to Bad Axe, and it's been in Bad Axe ever since.
And so we're looking at a good 15-year run so far, and many more to come.
Yes.
Is it growing? Is this something, even with the economy the way it's been, have you been able to keep people coming?
I would say yes. We have 17 teams that are going to be on site this year, and we have approximately 26 teams in all that have signed up. Some are just fundraising teams, but there will be 17 on site.
And that's some of our largest numbers that we've had.
Yes.
In the past. We've met our goal the last few consecutive years. So even with the economy in its slight slump, we've continued to meet our goal to help the American Cancer Society.
And what constitutes a team? How many people makes up a team? Is that something individual teams kind of do on their own and come up with a number of five works for us, 12 for us?
I mean, exactly. It can be the least amount usually is five, but it can be as many as you want.
Some teams have up to 30 members.
Man, some of them are based on where they work. Some are based on friends and family. It isn't restrictive that way.
No. Correct.
Community they live in. It varies. If you want to help raise money for the American Cancer Society, you can start a team. And it's never too late. You can come the morning of and say, hey, I've got a team. Can we stay the night? And we'll accept you.
Yeah, I just got an email yesterday where someone just signed up. So it's never too late, like Kim said.
And what do you need to bring to be a team? Or do you have to make a certain pledge amount? Do you have to...
Good walking shoes.
Good walking shoes.
The goal is to have someone on your team on the track, the designated track that's lined by bags nonstop throughout the 24 hours. And that's, you know, in that sense, it's a sense of the old walkathon. Let's get somebody out there, and that constitutes that your team is willing to strive and stride to stay on the track all night long. That's your commitment.
And when you say the bags, you're talking the luminaries where they have the little candles in them, and people buy them, and they put the name of someone who they've lost to cancer on
someone
the outside.
Someone who also survived.
Survivor.
You do
also.
Survivors, too.
Mm-hmm. Survivors we honor. We like to honor survivors and those who have passed. That shows that the American Cancer Society is working. We're getting more survivors than we are those who have passed. And that's what the American Cancer strives to do, is help to find a cure for cancer. And so those who have survived are really our winners, and it constitutes us celebrating more birthdays.
Are you back again at the park in Bad Axe? For a number of years, you were over at the fairgrounds looking for a little more room and such, but kind of were a little off the beaten path, and people didn't get to see you as much as they did when you were downtown.
Yeah, visibility is very important, and there's just a different feeling with it being in the park. There's a more closeness and... the visibility, people just seem to, you know, oh yeah, relay's going on, and then they'll stop up. We're out at the fairgrounds. We were out of sight, out of mind.
And as I understand it, this is like about the only time of the year you can camp in the park there.
Yes.
because
yes,
normally they don't allow that,
right,
but
they
for
do.
Your organization, they do the overnight.
They do make the exception for our 24 hours.
And we
us.
Don't camp much. We have a good time. We laugh. We dance. We have music all night long.
And my goal is to stay up all 24 hours because cancer never sleeps, so I don't either.
And you have a designated driver to get you home, or do I need to be off the road at 10:10?
No, usually I have someone drive me home because I am not capable of doing that. I've done it in the past, but as I'm getting older, I can't do that anymore.
Now, you just basically don't sit around a campfire all night long. You have activities throughout the day, throughout the evening, activities for the whole family, and it is a family type of event.
It is family-oriented. We do have a fight-back ceremony at 12 p.m. on Saturday.
That's 12 noon.
12 mm-hmm. noon. A survivor ceremony at 5, and survivors can register up until 4:30 that day.
And what is a survivor ceremony? Do you actually bring them up and honor them?
We recognize the survivors that are there, the ones that want to be recognized on stage. Some people just would rather prefer not to be recognized, but those that want to, we call them up to the stage area. Last year, they had them say their own name and whatever they wanted to say about themselves, like how long they've survived, been a survivor, or just whatever they wanted to state about themselves. And I have a feeling they might be doing that again
mm-hmm,
this year because
so.
It really added to the ceremony itself.
Is there a specific time frame you look for as to what's considered surviving? I mean,
if
you're clear 5 years.
If you were diagnosed yesterday, you are a survivor.
You're still surviving.
You are a survivor. If you were diagnosed 40 years ago, you are a survivor.
Yes.
You've beaten cancer to this point of your life.
Right.
Yes. One day at a time.
That's
exactly
right.
And then we also have a luminaria ceremony at 9 where we pay tribute to both survivors and those who have passed.
Is that when you actually light them and get them going for the night?
Yeah.
That sounds like that would be a long process.
Oh,
there's a whole lot of bags around.
It
doesn't take long. If everybody works together, the bags are lit in a short order.
A matter of 10 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
You know,
I see them all up and down the street when I used to go by and see them in Sunday mornings.
We have 17 teams, and everybody bring your Bic lighters with you, and we light our candles.
It really doesn't take that long. Mm-hmm. And it's an awesome sight to come in the middle of the night and see all that glowing out there.
Very touching.
Do you need special little votives or whatever to last all night? Because the typical things I seem to see, you know, they aren't going to last that long.
No,
typically 4 to 6 hours, and
yeah.
we continue lighting them as we're walking the track all night long.
We replace them if we see that they're
out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we have some different things, activities going on all day. We have, like I said, 22-minute Win It to Games, because our game show, it's based on the game show Minute to Win It Against Cancer is our theme this year, and it's based on the Minute to Win It game show, so we have a lot of Minute to Win It challenges.
Fun games. Family-oriented.
Basically, how does that work? Is this like a quiz thing, or is I'm not familiar with
walk up and say, I want to participate.
But I mean, when you participate, are you, like, asked questions? Do you have to perform a stunt?
Have you ever seen the Minute to Win a game?
Nope, I haven't seen it.
Well,
that's why I'm asking.
Physical challenges.
Yeah.
One of them might be the chocolate unicorn. You know, they're going to have chocolate candy cakes like the King Dongs, and there's a way you've got to balance them on your forehead so that you can keep them stacked up, and do it all within a minute and get 6 of them stacked up, and you would win that challenge.
Right.
So all just fun relay race type activities, but they are based on the Minute to Win It game.
And you're trying to teach children not to play with your food.
Well, there's food. We play with bubbles. We play with pop cans. We play with strings and marbles.
Like Extreme Hanky Panky is nothing more than pulling tissues out of... There's actually 2 boxes of tissues where you pull the tissues out one at a time, but you have to do it within a minute.
And get the box empty. So that would be an example.
Yeah.
And are these games geared more towards the kids, or do the adults seem to get into it as well?
Anyone, kids of any age.
Exactly.
There's a kid in all of us, and it's a lot of just fun, bringing the community together to participate in this fun. And we had an excellent committee that put these all together this year. The entertainment committee put a lot of activities together so that we can have something to do for someone. And if you're there, you will find stuff to do on the track. There's face painting. There is all kinds of activities.
Basketball contest, free throw for all ages. There's supposed to be a race car there where you can get your picture taken next to it. We're going to have turkey bowling. Then we're having a fashion show for the best and the worst.
Well, hopefully it's an intentional worst.
Of course. Bring your old best and, see what you can come up with to look like the best, worst-dressed formal person out there.
Now, do you have to try and find things for late night, early morning that may allow the kids to sleep so they aren't hearing too much and have to get up and be part of it? Because some parents are going to want their kids to go to bed.
Some do, but it's so much fun that they get right into it with you. And, you know, once you get past that 2 o'clock in the morning point,
right,
we're all just re-energized, and we start ringing the cowbells at, what is it, 6 o'clock, Carolyn?
Yeah, we're going to have a rooster crow contest, too, at 7 a.m.
So when you
Sunday
start
morning.
Hearing the humans giving the rooster crow, that means it's time to get up and finish relay in case you fell asleep.
You call it at 2 a.m. re-energized. We call it loopy.
Yeah, that's okay. We get lurfy at that time as well. And we do a pickle lap in the middle of the night. You know, you go around, you got to eat dill pickles. So a lot of people can't sleep after they eat their dill pickles.
3 a.m.
So.
We're having a pickle lap.
You know, we do activities that help us to keep the energy going. We have a potluck. We eat at midnight. The teams bring a potluck and we eat at midnight, and that gives us energy to get through the night.
And we have different theme laps throughout each hour. There's a different theme, like we have Hawaiian, beads, opposite sex, pajama lap, pickle lap, inside out, toothbrush.
Birthday lap.
Big hair, crazy hat.
It's not in your birthday suit, is it? Because you'll get arrested.
No, we have to be decent.
Family-oriented.
Because after 2 a.m., people might forget.
No. We tuck those ones in.
Oh, okay. You've had enough fun.
Yeah, at that point.
And something new this year, we're having a frozen T-shirt contest. That should be interesting. Where the T-shirt's frozen and you have to undo it, and the first one to undo it and get it on
is the winner.
Is the winner.
Oh, I thought it had to do with a wet T-shirt and a fire extinguisher. And that's the way my mind goes.
Yeah. A few things we want to make sure that we don't do is we don't bring pets. We all love our pets, but it is family-oriented. Some people are allergic. Some people are scared. We try and, you know, we like the little puppies, but try and leave them home if you
and
could.
Plus,
that's been a real important thing.
Pets are not allowed in the park.
And we don't smoke, of course. We know that smoking is contributes to cancer. And so we don't want to encourage anyone to continue that habit while you're on the relay paths and such.
And that would also involve like chewing tobacco or any of that nature.
Yeah,
tobacco.
Those are a couple rules. We don't have a lot of
and
strict
no alcohol.
Rules. No alcohol, no smoking,
I think
no
that's
pets.
A rule in the park that they only maybe get rid of for Hatchet Fest. And that's about it. You know.
Yeah.
And they have the townwide festival.
Right.
So,
And we are going to have a food concession stand this year. We were lacking in that department last year, but McDonald's Food and Family Center is going to be there from approximately 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday, serving hot dogs and brats, I believe.
I believe so, and some other side, the chips, the pop, you know, that type of thing.
You'll have happy kids if you have that.
Ice cream and popcorn is all they need.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep them wound.
Some candy to wind them up.
Right. Then there's a lot of things you can do. If you still want to know more, we haven't answered any of your questions, you can go to www.relayforlife.org, and I believe you can do a search on there, put in the your zip code of Huron County. You can check it out that way. You can also go to the Relay for Life /Huron, HURONCO. Is that the end of it, Carolyn?
Yeah, yes. I believe so.
So that'll get you to the Huron County website as well.
And there's also...
And probably a Google search of Huron County
Relay for Life.
I'm getting it mixed up.
Or go to the American Cancer Society website.
But they will likely help get you there because there's traffic and they know where to take you.
And there's also an 800 number. It's 1-800-227-2345 for more information.
And is that the 800 number for the American Cancer Society? Because that usually allows you also to get information on any cancer or anything else when you're going through
Correct.
There. If people have questions,
it's
a good resource.
And some of the things that the American Cancer Society does provide, sometimes we get the question, what does the American Cancer Society do for me? They don't per se buy your prescriptions, but they may be able to get you, if you don't have transportation, you're unable to drive, get you to those appointments that you need to go to get your cancer treatments. And they provide many things like the wig department will assist you in getting a wig if you have cancer. There is a feel-good committee that helps you if you're a female. And sometimes you just start looking different when you have your cancer or your treatments. And they help you to understand how to use makeup, maybe to help with things that you never had to deal with before. There's something called a Camp Catch a Rainbow, which is for kids. That the Camp Catch a Rainbow allows kids who can go to camp, and they aren't different than everybody else. They're actually the same as everyone that's there, and they don't have to explain why they have the IVs and why they're sick. It's just what is, and so it brings them to a normalcy. That's can you think of anything else, Carolyn, that the American Cancer Society...
Well, and you mentioned they don't, you know, do prescription medicine or anything, but they might be able to clue you in if a pharmaceutical company has a program that people who can't afford it might be able to get
exactly.
a reduced rate or something. They look
Good
at all the angles to help
mm-hmm.
them.
They don't provide financial, but there's a lot of benefits to
Same
contacting
thing
them.
With mammograms, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't afford a mammogram, I believe there's a program out there that you can get a mammogram.
And in Huron County, we work with the health department. And you can get that mammogram for little or nothing based on income. And it's just, if you call them, and they're not going to call you. They know that you have a cancer diagnosis. They aren't going to call you. But you can dial that 800 number, the 800-227-2345. And I have just been diagnosed with cancer. What can I do? And they will send you a kit that explains a lot of the things that the American Cancer Society does do.
Terrific.
That's where a lot of our monies go.
We're going to pause for 60 seconds and be right back.
What do you think of when I say the word retirement? Sunny days in Florida? A quiet lake in northern Michigan? Your first thought should be your Farm Bureau insurance agent. Farm Bureau has helped out thousands of Michigan people enjoy happier, more secure retirements. IRAs and annuities, a lifetime retirement income, big tax advantages, and competitive interest rates. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan is rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurers in America. So call your Farm Bureau insurance agent today. Remember, it's not who you call after retirement, it's who you call before that makes the difference. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubly, Deb Croswick in Unionville, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton.
We are back, and our guest today for the American Cancer Society's Huron County Relay for Life, Carolyn Collins and Kim Lemke. Now, when you arrive there, where's about the first place you should go? Should you just run into the activities, or do you need to stop off somewhere first?
It's nice to stop off. There is going to be a welcoming tent located on the corner where the Bad Axe Library is. The McDonald's Food and Family food concessions will be there as well.
Follow your nose.
Yep, follow your nose. Come on into the welcoming tent. The plan is to have maps there with information as to who is all there. If you're looking for a family member, you can find out where their campsite is. You can find out where the activities are going on, where the restrooms are.
Where you need to go to register for survivors.
Yeah, survivors register. And there's just a lot of information. All of our sponsors, who we owe a great deal of thank you to, many, many businesses and persons have sponsored the American Cancer Society Relay for Life, and their signs are posted around the track. So pay attention to them if you know any of those owners. Give them a big thank you from us.
Now, do you need to bring stuff with you? Obviously, if you're camping,
Absolutely.
You obviously have to bring a tent and whatever you want to sleep in and stuff like that. But
the main thing
Do you cook your own food? Do you need to bring your little Coleman stove, or do you rely more on the brats and stuff there and the dinner at midnight?
Well, some teams bring their own food. If you do, you
I
can
imagine
bring
a cooler with pop would be a good
correct.
Thing.
Lots to drink,
yeah.
Or you can purchase.
Or you can purchase mm-hmm. water or pop there. Main thing is to bring your lawn chairs, because the seating there, we don't have a lot of seating, and
we want you to come sit down, relax,
exactly.
enjoy the day with us,
and we also want you to bring your dollars so you can participate in the on-site fundraisers.
It's never too late to purchase the luminary bags that we have as well, which are lit up at the 9 o'clock ceremony, and those luminary bags stay lit all night long, and they light our track. And we keep them going.
And they're sold throughout the day up until pretty much the luminaria ceremony, mm-hmm. I would say.
Where is your track? Is that going to again be down Huron Avenue downtown? You had it one year that way. Sometimes you went around by the sheriff's
around
department.
The park. We like to try and keep it within the vicinity of the park. It mm-hmm. helps. And for safety reasons, too, we don't want to get too close to the main roads. They do block off the street for us. So we go around the outer ring of the park, around the library, the back of the park, down the paved road that heads back to the roller skating and ice skating area back there, and back down the main road there.
So you get back down there near the library behind the courthouse,
you're going to
see them.
You're going to find us.
Right. Yes.
Absolutely. excuse me. And like Carolyn said, the lawn chairs are important. You can people watch. There's lots of people hanging around just to people watch and see what those fun people are up to.
Is it, but it's not really designed to be a spectator sport. You're looking for people to participate.
Yes, yes, and to help walk the track. Okay. And you don't have to walk the full hour. You can walk as many laps as you want. If you want to do one lap around or if you want to do 10, it's entirely up to you. But we do encourage people to walk around the track also and check out all the luminaria bags.
People put a lot of time into these luminaria bags. They're really interesting to see how they've decorated them. And some are very simple, as in honor of, and then the person's name, and others are decorated with flowers and beads and all kinds of things. So,
well, customize it to the person.
Right. Absolutely.
Yes.
Many of them are.
Now, is it going to be a quiet night, or are you going to have music and other things going on there in the park?
We have a DJ that will be there all 24 hours, plus we are going to have karaoke for a while in the afternoon with a karaoke contest also. And anyone, I believe, can participate in that also.
We do a dance-off around 11 p.m. And
what is a dance-off? Do you just dance till you drop?
Yes, and we have judges who will eliminate you and tap you and say, okay, you're done, and we'll get down to a winner.
Oh, so goofiest doesn't necessarily win.
It might not, but it might.
It might help.
depends on your judges. And there's music. We play music all night long. Sometimes somebody will get into a dance contest all on their own or line dancing.
Yeah, and we have the Port Austin Stompers coming this year at 3:30 for the first time, and they are a musical group of ladies from around the Port Austin area. I've seen them participate in the 4th of July parade up there, and there's something to see if you've never seen them perform. And I understand they also have a few songs that will involve the audience participation.
And by stompers, does that mean they hit the floor hard with their feet and make noise? As vroom, 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 type
I
of
believe
thing?
So.
I'm flying blind on that one.
We'll have to come find out.
You need to come check them out.
And when... do you need to worry about security in these types of things? Do you have, or have you never had a problem like that in the past? You got a lot of people going around.
We've not really had an issue, but with the location, Baddox PD is right there, and
yep.
It's the Sheriff's Department, and they do walk around. Baddox PD does make periodically checks just to make sure everything's going okay and nothing's happening. So.
And if we need them, we know that they are available. They know that it's going on. So
right.
They say, just call 911 if you need us.
And what type of campers can camping can you bring? How big? I mean, that's, you know, some of these people have, you know, motorhomes that basically, you know, rival my house.
basically, we allow one camper per team on
per team.
The track. Mm-hmm. One camper per team or one tent. If there's excess, we do have an area where we can have them parked off to the
okay.
side. They can, whatever size you have. We have from tents to the big, whatever, the huge campers that will outdo our houses.
Yeah, some of them are rather nice.
They are. And you don't spend a lot of time in them because there's a lot going on outside. We do have the auction tent. In case of rain, we have the auction tent, but many do walk. We bring our rain gear if it's raining, but they're forecasting no rain.
Yeah, right.
So far, so good.
We're going to stick to that.
Relay goes 24 hours, rain or shine.
That's
We're
right.
out there.
Now, you've got the park there. Do you utilize the pavilion, or is that just basically for people to watch the activities going on?
That's basically where our survivors register up until 4:30, and then we do use that for our potluck at night. But people can sit in there, too, if mm-hmm. they want to be out of the sun.
It's available in there to protect us from sun, rain, shine, whatever weather we have.
Everything but bugs.
Bring your bug spray.
Yeah. And your sunscreen.
So a couple of things you really need to pack and think about before you get there.
Absolutely.
During the day, you might be able to walk to a store, but at night, you're kind of on your own and swatting.
That's right. You keep them at bay. You bring your bug spray. And, you know, if you're used to camping, you're used to being out in that wilderness. So you can, if you have your camper loaded.
Now, do you have a goal this year? I mean, every year you raise a certain amount of money. Have you set a goal that's going to be a good step up for you this year?
We've set our goal at 90,000. Last year, I believe our goal was 83,000. And so we've set it for 90. I'm not really sure where we're at this point.
I'm not sure either at this point. We have our, you know, we're going to try and get as many funds together and wind all that up tonight. And we can, of course, we continuously add to it even after relay. Some people are unable to get there. They plan to come and give a donation, and they can't. All they need to do is contact one of the...
I believe we can take donations for this year up until August 31st, I believe, is the cutoff.
And then you're into the new cycle.
Even if it's after relay, yes.
There's a couple activities. I believe there's a golf outing that happens after the relay, and that all goes towards this year. So
one thing we do want to mention tonight, at the Farm Bureau building, we are having an ice cream social for the survivors at 6:30. So any survivor that would like to come is welcome to come to the Farm Bureau building next to the Spartan store.
You can get yourself registered early. That might save you a little time at the park on Saturday to enjoy the festivities happenings. So.
And there's ice cream.
And there's ice cream. Always room for ice cream.
What time is that?
6:30 p.m.
6:30, and about how long do you expect you're going to be there? In case people are making
about
plans.
About an hour.
Probably,
we'll
I would say
ice cream.
An hour, yes. Because mm-hmm.
okay, yep. It melts.
Yes, it does. It does. And we don't want to run out, so thank goodness the store is close, and we run get more if we need.
And they're very good supporters. So.
They are.
Yeah, they're the good supporters of a lot of good causes.
Yes, they are.
Absolutely.
Deserve a lot of credit for what they do.
Mm-hmm.
If people, again, are interested in getting more information about your program, how do they go about doing it?
They can visit relayforlife.org or call 1-800-227-2345.
And, again, on the website, just basically Google for it, and probably get you there.
Absolutely.
And the American Cancer Society number, good for a lot more than just Relay for Life. It's all the information you'd ever need if you're ever diagnosed or someone you know is to get you to services and information that can really help mm-hmm. in a time when you're really confused and really scrambling.
Speak to someone who's been there.
Yes.
Anything else we need to cover? Because I know you guys have been working almost a whole year to put this together. I don't want to miss anything.
No, we pretty well relay all 12 months out of the year. Mm-hmm. Some relay teams have fundraisers every month. Some just do it when relay gets closer, but you can relay all year round. And we're always looking for new people to join. We have lots of openings on our committees. We need new, fresh ideas.
New teams. There's no minimum as to what you can raise. If your team raises $500, that's $500 that goes towards the American Cancer Society.
Every dollar counts.
Yes.
And do you work or at least check with other relays around the state and stuff to get ideas? Because it seems to me somebody might have a terrific idea out there that, hey, that would work in Huron County.
We do. The committee members usually attend a summit meeting where we meet with other committee members from various teams that are covered by our ACS office in Essexville, and we trade ideas there. And
many committee members and team captains and team members have attended other, you know, Tuscola County and
other relays.
So,
because you find out what worked and what didn't, and you know, maybe avoid some of the pratfalls and reap the benefits
of what does work. Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us today, and I hope you get a good turnout. We'll look for the luminary bags all around near the park in Bad Axe on Saturday night through Sunday morning,
10 a.m. to 10 a.m.
And you can participate right up to the last minute. Just stop in there and get involved.
Absolutely. Thank you. Hope to see everybody there.
WLEW is a good supporter of us, too.
Yes. Well, they'll be there, I believe, for a period of time.
I believe so. Our guests today on the program have been Carolyn Collins and Kim Lemke. Carolyn is the vice chairman. Kim is logistics chairman of the Huron County Relay for Life. It is coming up this weekend, 10 o'clock Saturday for 24 hours in the park in downtown Bad Axe. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we'll clue you in on all the latest in the news.